The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com and now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsors for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And a big thanks to Raycom Radios, reliable two-way radios. So we're going to talk a lot about radio. We're going to have a whole show, by the way, about radios, ham radio and VHF radio and walkie-talkies and, of course, Raycom throughout Southern California. So we'll have them on the show. They're going to be our guest in June. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for coming back out to join me in the studio today, because I could do like 9 shows with you. You know, with your career, you have great photos. So you've brought some charts. So I want to thank you for that. Today, we got a guest on the show. His name is Carl from Not Just Tourists. Carl, thanks for joining Captain Rick on the Boating Hour.
Thanks for having me.
It's really exciting. So, yeah, Bill was exciting. Last week's show, we talked all about his ventures in boat building and working with kids. And we're in the Coast Guard Auxiliary together. And the Coast Guard Auxiliary, of course, are the civilian volunteers that teach boater safety and assist the Coast Guard, the active duty Coast Guard. And they were not at the Bard Hall show this year, which is a big disappointment. And that's where I met you. Let's talk a little bit about the show. Was this your first time in the Bard Hall show?
Yeah, we had not been in that show before. We primarily connect with the travel industry, so it was still a good show for us. Actually, we had more success connecting with some of the organizations that have fishing trips down to Mexico and places like that. So we made some good connections there, and we'll probably be there again next year.
Yeah, you know, I'm working real hard to try to make sure that the Coast Guard Auxiliary, you know, the volunteer civilians, and then maybe the Coast Guard as well, gets a booth there. But it's a lot of planning. You know, for 3 years, you know, there was a lockdown. Actually, in the previous year, Bard Hall couldn't really have a show because none of the manufacturers had any inventory to bring to the shows. So we had, of course, the lockdowns when you couldn't have a show, and then rebuilding the Bard Hall. Bard Hall is a legend. He was on the show a couple times, started with his father after World War II. But I met you, so we met each other, and you're on the show because I tell you, you had one of the most interesting booths in the entire show. I was mesmerized on what you do. I mean, not just for tourists. I didn't understand. It took me a little while to understand what you do. So explain it to us. What is Not Just for Tourists? Because you are instrumental in the travel industry with medical supplies, and I guess you had something to do with the Bahaha Regatta. So tell us what Not Just for Tourists does, and then definitely talk about the Bahaha Regatta.
Great. Sure. So Not Just Tourists. What we do is we get medical supplies from hospitals that, due to rules and regulations, they would normally throw away. And they're all perfectly brand new, not expired, et cetera. There's just a lot of rules and regulations. And then we get used suitcases, because just about everybody has a suitcase gathering dust in their garage. And we put those two together. And when people travel to developing countries around the world, such as Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Africa, et cetera, we'll give them a suitcase filled with medical supplies and connect them with a clinic near wherever they're staying so that as part of their vacation, they can do something great for the country they're visiting. They can make a difference. And it's all free. In fact, we don't even take financial donations. And we've been doing it for – 6 years this March, and we have saved a little over 60,000 pounds of medical supplies that would have been thrown away here in the United States, and we've sent them with vacationers and business people to 63 different countries around the world.
That is wonderful. That is so, you know, inspiring and amazing that you're doing that. If someone wanted to take a suitcase, tell us how it would work, how they contact you. Let's plug your website. Let's plug your information and any events you're going to be at. Let's do that right now. We'll do it a couple times throughout the show.
Great. So if somebody, say, was traveling to a developing country, like I said, Mexico, et cetera, and they have that sort of personality that they want to make a difference, they want to give back, we try to make it as easy as possible. So the website is njt.net, and then there's a button across the top there that says Contact Us, and you would punch that, and then you would find the Orange County chapter, and basically that would connect you with us. Now, I want to say something about the Orange County chapter. We are the largest chapter of Not Just Tourist, and we actually have volunteers holding suitcases filled with medical supplies from San Diego to San Francisco, and by the end of this week, Phoenix, Arizona. So wow. What these volunteers allow us to do is, say somebody in San Francisco finds out about us, and geez, they're going to Mexico in 2 days. Well, normally we're in Orange County. We're not going to get them a suitcase. But now we have volunteers there that we would connect them with that have suitcases filled with medical supplies. So we've got pretty much the state of California covered.
That is incredible. You know, sailors, boaters, fishermen, either racers or people that are just vacationing, you know, they go all over. You know, going up and down the coast is, you know, almost everybody I know, you know, that's what they want to do. Of course, there's a couple of races. You know, there's the Ensenada race. I used to do the bike race. I used to do the 50-mile bike race. That was wonderful. But do you go to some developing countries, some areas like, what's that, the third world country, Los Angeles?
Seems that way sometimes.
Oh, it's election time. I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, that is fantastic. You know, I would like to go back to Cuba. I did that many years ago. And it was an artist. It was an art gallery in Mexico City. I was their photographer. And I went with a friend. And they have a lot of business, a lot of customers and clients in Los Angeles and Canada and America and Europe as well. And we went to Cuba. And everybody brought, well, you're allowed to, with your own suitcases and backpack. And of course, I had camera gear. And you're allowed to bring two things in. And my job was these big scrolls with rolled up canvas because they couldn't get canvas. And then one small duffel bag that was toiletries and a little bit of medical supplies and stuff. So I understand the concept. And I tell you something, when I handed those off, because there was a little ceremonial thing throughout the first week that we were there, it really was a wonderful feeling. So I could just imagine if, and I think every boater that I know has that kind of personality that they would really get a lot of enjoyment out of that. So it's so NJT. So just thought stands for Not Just Tourists. How did you get involved, and how did this start? Give me the origins of this, and you know who was the brainchild behind this?
Started actually about 30 years ago in Canada, and it was basically to help out Cuba because Canada never cut ties with Cuba like the United States has. So it was a common winter destination for them to fly down to Cuba. And it became really clear to folks, actually there was a doctor that was going down there every winter for vacation. And he saw the conditions there and the lack of medical supplies. And he said, you know, when I come down next year, I'm going to bring a suitcase or two of medical supplies. And so he did that, and he kind of shared that with his friends. And that was kind of the origin of Not Just Tourist. And we also send a lot to Cuba because the conditions there right now are horrible. I mean, it's talking to people in Cuba, it's the worst it's been in probably decades. So what you pointed out as far as when you went there and dropped off those donations that you dropped off, when you do something like Not Just Tourist and deliver these medical supplies, it's kind of funny in a way, but you'll deliver them to the clinic And when the doctors and nurses open the suitcase to see what you brought, it's kind of like Christmas.
Really?
They're so excited to get these free supplies because these things that we're throwing away in the United States, to them, are things that they're struggling to get and sometimes cannot get, you know, to help their patients. So it's, you know, they're usually extremely appreciative, and it's really for the traveler. It's a powerful experience. Roughly about 20% of the people that we'll send out this year with suitcases have done it before because they can see the value. It's very clear, you know, the value of what they're doing and how necessary it is to deliver these supplies to these countries.
You know, I would like to, my 6-month project that's been like 3 or 4 years on my little Gary Mall Ranger cruiser race boat, I'd like to fix that boat up just to take a suitcase down to Mexico. I think you're going to inspire me to get my boat ready and do one of the races. But speaking about races, okay, let's talk about the Bajaja. So tell us, about the Bajaja race, which most sailors here in Southern California know about. It's one of the premier races because of, I don't know if it's the race is so exciting or the name Bajaja, but whatever it is, everybody knows about it. So tell us about working with them and tell us how that worked.
Sure. So we had met, we send a lot of supplies to La Paz, Mexico. In fact, we support the paramedics down there who are all volunteers. There is no government paramedic program. So we're the main source of supply for them. And we mainly work with the expat community who, you know, obviously travel back and forth between Mexico and the United States. Well, we went down there a year ago, December, and met a lot of the people we had provided suitcases with. And a lot of them were boaters and got into some conversations, and somebody was very involved with the Bajaja and said, you know, we should get the Bajaja to endorse this. And, you know, it's 100+ boats sometimes, and just think how many supplies we could take. So it happened unfortunately, it happened last minute.
Okay.
And we got probably, I think, about a dozen boats that took suitcases. But the nice thing about it is, for example, one of the stops is Tortugas Bay there in Mexico.
Sure.
And it's a small community, has a clinic, but it's, you know, you're not getting anybody except boaters there to that community. And they're very far and difficult to reach from via a car from any place else in Mexico. So they really, really struggle to get supplies there. So most of those suitcases went to Tortugas Bay, and it was like a huge event for them to get all these free supplies. So that's part of, you know, the nice thing about boaters is that there are a lot of these small communities along the coast that really, really could benefit from these supplies, and normal tourism doesn't happen for them except for boaters. So that's why I'm kind of excited to be on your show and hopefully reach some boaters and encourage them to bring a suitcase next time they take a trip down the coast.
Well, you know, Mexico itself, the government has subsidized, I don't exactly know, I'm trying to get someone on the show to talk about it, but they have subsidized the redevelopment and the construction and the upgrading of all their ports and their marinas just to encourage, you know, from all the way north, from the Canadians to the Americans, because one of the big trips for boaters is to come down the coast. It's not just Southern California. People from Northern California and all the way up the coast, clear up to Canada. You know, they come down the coast. Some people make a trip and go all the way down. So Mexico realized that, and they put a lot of time, effort, money. A lot of people have worked towards, you know, making them, you know, tourist-friendly. So I'm going to find out a lot more about that and what they've done, because it's, you know, most of their ports and marinas have been rebuilt and, you know, reconstructed. And from what I'm hearing from people that do travel, and of course, there's a lot, the fishing industry is huge here. So a lot of people will take a trip, fly down, get on a fishing cruise boat. Of course, you can do that out of San Diego. But the San Diego, you know, they'll go. I don't really think they stop at ports, but maybe that's something that could happen with the sailors, because we all stop at ports. So that is a good, you know, that's a good marriage between the boaters and your group. You know, so it must not be difficult to find travelers, right? Everybody's looking to get out and travel all over the place now.
Well, it is and it isn't. Obviously, travel has really rebounded since the pandemic. But what we've found after doing this for 6 years is that although there are hundreds of thousands of people that travel to these basically developing countries, the number of people that have kind of that humanitarian bent to their personality, unfortunately, is considerably smaller. So, you know, we're spreading the word and finding those people that are doing this international travel. And also, you know, God, that sounds like a great idea. I would love to help the people of Mexico, Costa Rica, wherever. But finding those people is our biggest challenge. We have no problem whatsoever getting medical supplies. And we do pretty well in suitcases, but finding those travelers that, you know, that's who they are, that they want to, if they can make a difference, you know, they'll do it. That's a little bit more challenging, which is why shows like this and reaching out to the public is so important to us.
You know, the race committees at the yacht clubs themselves, you know, they have a lot of programs. And as we get boaters to do this, I mean, that's something that should be brought up, you know, at every meeting at race committees. You know, I would definitely, you know, love to be an ambassador for you and talk a lot about it wherever I go. How do you cover your costs? I mean, you're a nonprofit. You got a lot of volunteers. But I can imagine, as any endeavor, I mean, you probably have a tough time fundraising and covering your costs. So tell me about the costs that you do incur, how you cover the cost, and what you're doing. You know, see, you're a young organization, you know, if you say 6 years. So what are you going to do about fundraising? What are your plans?
Well, basically, we do not fundraise. It's actually the rules for Not Just Tourists. We're kind of a subset of the Canadian Not Just Tourists. The rules are very clear that you do not do fundraising. And between you and me, if my wife and I had to do that as an integral part of running this nonprofit, we wouldn't have done it in the first place. The last thing I want to do is ask people for money.
Right.
And the nice thing about it is when you're discussing Not Just Tourists with people, there is no hidden agenda there. You don't give your spiel,
yes,
and then say, so how about just $20 a month? You know, none of that's there. You know, it's basically we're saving things from landfill here in the United States that would be thrown away. We're giving them to tourists, giving them an opportunity to make a difference, and we're benefiting the countries that desperately need these supplies. There's no agenda there beyond that. You know, our expenses are not huge. We occasionally have to rent a truck to pick up supplies. We print flyers. I'm driving to Phoenix tomorrow to drop off some suitcases because I'm going to have people holding suitcases in Phoenix. So there'll be some gas money involved there. But I'm also going to see a baseball game while I'm there. But the expenses are not huge at all, truthfully. I mean, it's probably maybe a little bit more than we would have put aside. We're both retired, put aside for, you know, giving back if we were doing this. But the quality of the people we have met doing this and the knowledge of how pure and how important what we're doing is, it's worth spending a little extra money on.
Wow, this really is a wonderful organization, and I definitely want to be an ambassador for you and talk about it. I'd like to do it myself. Is it just word of mouth? So if you don't have a budget, that really pushes the volunteers. So, you know, if you're as successful as you are in such a short period of time, this really must give people a good feeling to be involved and to be all volunteer the way nonprofits are supposed to be.
Yeah, the volunteers, we've been really lucky. We've got some really great people that have volunteered with us, and we couldn't do it. I mean, if we didn't have the volunteers we have, we'd still be functional, but we wouldn't be as large as we are. We'll send out probably north of 500 individual travelers this year.
Oh, wow.
And that doesn't count the fact that we also outfit medical missions, church groups that are traveling, and then we also do bulk. We sent 16 pallets to Ghana about a month and a half ago. So, you know, without the volunteers, we'd be tremendously smaller and not be able to do all that.
You know, I just can't imagine that good medical supplies are meant for the, you know, for being thrown out. I just can't even imagine, we're wasting that. So this is a fantastic, I had a show after the Hawaii disaster, and there's a group, and I had a gal on my show, and what she was doing is she was getting volunteers to load up medical supplies as well, but a lot of food products, non-perishable, and they were loading them up on small planes out of Burbank and flying them to the back of the King's Palace in Hawaii, you know, for the absolute, that's where the small boats, because FEMA got involved, there's all this bureaucracy, and the volunteers just jumped through, and she was loading up like a plane a day. I got goosebumps just thinking about that. And this is something that's going on year round, and you say developing countries, they should all be our allies. I've never understood why we've got these restrictions with Cuba. You know, there was a race that went from Florida, okay, from the Keys to Havana. And when I was in Cuba, they still had some of the pennants and the information up on the board at the Havana Miramar Yacht Club. And they, I'd like to start that race up again, and we'll bring suitcases and bring them over to Cuba. So if somebody wants to contact you and be a volunteer, they just go to the NJT.net, right?
Correct. And there's actually a button there for volunteering, and then they would find our chapter and click on it. We have, beyond being a satellite, like I said, which is the people that hold suitcases for us, there are other things that we need help with. Social media, like you mentioned, we have people that in like Los Angeles, San Diego, et cetera, that if we get a donation in those locations, they'll go and pick them up until we can go and get them. So there's a variety of volunteer opportunities for folks, and anybody has any experience marketing, anybody has experience setting up a website, all kinds of various things that, that are not within our skill set for sure.
That's definitely not my skill set, but I am going to make sure the social media group that my team that helps me with the website and social media puts that up. So you'll have a direct link for any boaters that are traveling, because that really, it's an amazing thing you're doing. And, I want to, thank you on behalf of, myself, the show, my listeners, the station itself. I got a warm, fuzzy feeling about this, just thinking about what you're doing. This is really fantastic. I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing what you're doing, because it's very inspiring. And I'll be seeing you at the Bard Hall show next year.
I'm pretty sure you will. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Well, that's all the time you have for us today, and I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests, and I want to thank our in-studio guest from last week. Bill, thanks for coming back out and showing me all this great memorabilia and photos and maps and charts. Bill's a boat builder. So, Carl, he's built boats and got his kids to help, some of the Sabots, and he's sailed and raced big boats and small boats alike. So he came back in to show me all kinds of stuff. So, Bill, thanks for coming in the studio. Really, it's fantastic.
I'm impressed with the MJT opportunity. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. So I'd like to make sure that everybody knows, coming up the whole month of May, the Armed Service Parade, the featured branch, the Space Force, Coast Guard, of course, was last year, and then Memorial Day weekend at Battleship Iowa down in San Pedro. So we'll be there with the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary and, of course, the Space Force and Coast Guard and the Navy. We're going to talk all about those groups and promoting the Armed Service Parade and Fleet Week, and, of course, Boater Safety Week, the entire month of May. We got a lot of guests coming up. So please be sure to find us on social media. We're now on YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out in the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks to our sponsor for our show today, for a healthy gut, Livia One Probiotics. And remember, if your race committee is having a regatta or your club is hosting an event at land or at sea, Raycom Radio is the radio for you. Two-way reliable communications. And we're going to have a whole show coming up in June talking all about radios. Don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Now all over Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all. And thank you, Carl. Thank you for not just tourists for coming on the show today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.